Go hero first or zero first? Hero first. Let's go hero first. I think that's what we should do. Andy Rice, our marketing and branding expert, take us through your hero first this evening. I think we should do a hero. Everybody needs a hero, Andy.
Right. Evening, Bruce. Cast your mind back to 1956.
Hold on. No, not possible. Right, no. Yes. hold on. I'm going to go to Pathé and see if I can find a black and white film to tell me about it. Yes, sir.
Well, sadly, for some of us, may not have been very much involved in the advertising world, but we were at least a blob on the planet. In 1956, the first Checkers outlet opened in Mayfair, Johannesburg. And that's 60-something years ago, and it's really become a central part of the retail landscape of South Africa in the intervening years. The big milestone for Checkers, though, was their acquisition by ShopRite in 1998, so that's 20-something, that's 20 years ago, and a little blob. What is interesting is that that was the period when they really had, in my view, made tremendous strides forward. So tonight's hero is more about a brand and sticking to the strategy and achieving great results with some good advertising along the way, rather than it being led by the advertising. Although they do have a new campaign on the go at the moment, which I'll come to in a moment. But when you're a company that owns more than one big brand in a category, as ShopRite does, with both ShopRite and Checkers, one of the critical tasks in marketing is to segment the market and decide which brand is going to target which segment. And in retail, there's not that many variables to consider. There's obviously price, which is a leading driver of choice. There's convenience in terms of just up your street. There's quality of merchandise, and perhaps innovation as well. And all of the main retail groups, the supermarket groups, will address one or two of those in preference to the balance. And what Checkers has been doing is been putting some clear water between themselves and ShopRite by moving steadily up market. It's a push that they've done very successfully over many years, over the 20 years that they've been part of the ShopRite group. And I think they're really starting to see the benefits now. They've had a slogan called Better and Better for that much of that time. And I think that's a promise made and a promise kept. I think they've done really well in that regard. What they've launched now is perhaps one of the final bricks in the edifice, which is their reward card for shoppers. That's being launched with a campaign featuring the English television magician Dynamo, having a lot of fun with people's reward cards out in the streets of Johannesburg.
I want to play just a short extract of it, because there is something here which I find peculiar. Not about the, but just, yeah, there's a peculiarity here and a repeat of that peculiarity. Just have a listen to this. No, George. Other one.
Hey guys, do you have any supermarket loyalty cards in your wallet?
Yeah.
Just take them out for me. You've got quite a few.
Yeah, I do.
Don't need all these cards.
Yeah. Wow.
If magic teaches you something, it's that you shouldn't believe everything you see. Checkers says their new card cuts through the smoke and mirrors. It's not a complicated loyalty card. It's a rewards card that gives you money back instantly.
Wait, what happened to my other cards?
What other cards?
It's funky, it's cool, it's lovely. But what is Checkers' obsession with British celebrity, Andy Rice?
Good point. I mean, we've had them before for Checkers, haven't we? We've had Gordon Ramsay. And various other sort of celebrity chefs and famous people along the way. I think that celebrity endorsement is a very strong strategy if you choose the right people that echo with the brand. Now, amongst the others that they've had locally have been people like Nathaniel and Suzelle from the famous DIY programming. They are not entirely, there's a good mix of local and overseas, but generally speaking, I think they've chosen people who do have some relevance to the message they're trying to get across. In this particular case, they're trying to imply that all the other cards in your wallet can disappear magically because the one you really need is the new Checkers extra rewards card, extra savings card.
I was delighted for the first time today to be introduced to Dynamo. Didn't know him, but now I do. And he can make cards disappear, which is, he must be South African, actually. onto your zero, and George gave it away just a moment ago. So let's play the ad in full, and then you can tell us why you detest it. George?
Toyota's now have Wi-Fi. Oh, yes, a Wi-Fi. You can stream on top of my Toyota. You can book the service, yeah. An awesome service with one tap on my Toyota. Oh, keeps a logbook. Find location via GPS. Roadside assistance. Does its own battery checks. My.
These new features and many more are now standard on all new Toyotas. Get connected today.
I'm loving it. George's face suggests that he would rather be going to the dentist than ever have to listen to that again. I'm assuming he'll see you in the waiting room, Andy Rice.
Yep, or lying dead in a ditch alongside Boris Johnson. Certainly, I think that this is an ad cut from a brand that has a proud history of some really good, strong campaigns, and this is about as far from any of those as you can get, in my view. They've basically taken the brief, which was quite a multiple feature brief. It goes from Wi-Fi to service history to logbooks to GPSs to roadside assistance to battery checks, all the things that this amazing new app and every new Toyota can do. But in the absence of any vague idea, anything resembling an ounce of creativity, they've fallen back on the old trick: if in doubt, you've got no idea, just sing the script and find a piece of music that seems to appeal across spectra, which I don't think it does. The characters in the ad vary from young, early drivers right through to more mature people, and I'm not sure that music spreads across that age, but it is just seriously idea-free, and I think it's a shame coming from a brand like Toyota.
Okay, so utter garbage? I mean, does it fall that low in your estimation?
Absolutely. Couldn't have put it better myself, Bruce.
Oh, I think you did, because that's what you're saying to me, and I think I copy and pasted it from your email. Andy Rice, our branding and advertising expert on a Tuesday night. Thank you, Andy. Heroes and zeros this evening. Zero, the My Toyota campaign. It is pretty awful. It's catchy, but awful. And it's trying to tell you too much in a cheap and nasty way, and Andy just dislikes it immensely. And Checkers getting his hero status. But I'm interested, and maybe what we should do, Mr. Lefifi, is talk to the head of marketing at Checkers. I'm interested in this. Maybe a How It Works feature, and in terms of the choice of characters that they put into their advertising. I get that they put Nathaniel in and they put in Suzelle DIY, but Gordon Ramsay and now this Dynamo character, and they're bound to have been others. What is the Checkers obsession with British celebrity that gets them to pay big bucks, big pounds, no doubt, to get these people in to do the campaigns? And how do you measure the success of those campaigns? I mean, that, to my mind, is a really interesting conversation. We did the science of the zebra not so long ago in terms of the Investec global campaigns and using a uniquely African animal in order to convey a branding message. When you're a South African retailer, and I learned something new from Andy this evening, the Checkers was started in Mayfair in Johannesburg. I once got into trouble with Yasser Arafat in Mayfair, but that's another story. 1956 was when Checkers was founded in Mayfair, Johannesburg. I don't know who the founder was, but certainly it was owned at some stage by the Greatemans Group, and Raymond Ackerman was its chief executive. And Raymond Ackerman, famously now, of course, was studying American supermarket models and had gone to the United States and had studied there, and he'd been helped by the likes of Walmart and others to understand the way supermarkets should work. Supermarketing was a new phenomenon in South Africa, and he'd gone to the US. The Americans helped him out, and he went, we must get high volumes and low profit margins. But his masters at the Greatemans Group had different ideas. And Raymond Ackerman told me not so long ago how he'd been instructed by those bosses at Greatemans to, one, fix prices every Monday morning with his competitors, something that you would never stand for today, and two, to expand his margins, because Greatemans as a clothing retailer was used to far bigger operating margins and couldn't understand how you could sell a million tins of baked beans at a 3% margin to make a decent whack of money. And Raymond Ackerman, knowing that he was going to be fired, persisted with the strategy until he did, in fact, get it fired. And long before the days of the CCMA and all kinds of other things and big executive pay settlements, he was chucked out. And he had some savings, of course, but went to 20 other families, friends, fools and family, when he got a call from the founder of Pick and Pay, Jack Golden. And Jack was the founder of Pick and Pay and decided that he had four stores in Cape Town and wanted to get out of supermarketing. And so he phoned up Raymond Ackerman and said, "Raymond, you know, I'd like to sell to you because there was a time where you showed me around your operations. You were nice to me. You were kind to me. You were generous." And there's such a good lesson in there from Raymond Ackerman in terms of never being too big for your boots and never being too busy to see the little guy. And Raymond Ackerman at the time was running about 80 different Checkers stores. And this little upstart comes from Cape Town in the day when there were probably two flights, like today. There were two flights between Cape Town and Joburg, or three flights, no doubt. And flew up, met Raymond Ackerman. Raymond drove him around personally, showed him the Pick and Pay operations. And when Jack Golden decided he wanted to sell Pick and Pay to coincide with Raymond Ackerman's sacking from the Great Women's Group, Raymond Ackerman had an opportunity. And I think he went in with an offer of 580,000 Rand, 580,000 Rand to buy those first few stores. And those first four stores. And there were long negotiations late into the night. And finally, the 580,000 Rand went to 600,000 Rand. And by 2 o'clock in the morning, Raymond Ackerman was fed up. He was tired. He wanted to go to bed. Jack Golden pushed him one more time. And Raymond said, "Okay, this far and no further, 620,000 Rand. That's as far as we go." And his brother-in-law, who was advising Raymond at the time, kicked him so hard under the table that to this day, Raymond Ackerman swears that on a cold day in Cape Town, he can still feel the mark where his brother-in-law kicked him under the table for going over budget, over what they'd agreed before going into the negotiating room. There's a little bit of history for you. And Andy, thank you, Andy, has just sent me a WhatsApp this evening. And it's an SMS because it's Andy. It's old school. Checkers was started by Norman Herber. I don't know the history of Norman Herber. Who knows the history of Norman Herber? If you can tell me that history, I'd be fascinated to learn a bit more about Norman Herber. Again, a little before my time. But he must have been a hell of a character in the 1950s to have the vision to start the business that was Checkers. Norman Herber, the chairman of Greatermans, decided to start a food retailer called Checkers. Okay, I wonder if it was Norman Herber ultimately who then would have fired Raymond Ackerman. Possibly.